creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is the first time, for the first time in forever, taken from the soundtrack of Frozen. And Frozen Junior is being performed by Spotlight Theatre Company up at the Squires Performing Arts Centre, 19th to the 21st of April. We mentioned that in the last hour. And I'm very pleased to say that on the line, live from the Squire Performing Arts Centre, is Laura Ellis, who's the musical director of Frozen Junior, Beth Weir, who's choreographer, and also, I was going to say we've got a Disney princess. We'll come on to that a little bit later on, because it's a bit like that Jaffa cake thing. Is it a cake? Is it a biscuit? We'll find out later. Erin Hanby, who's playing the part of Anna on Saturday and Sunday. Good morning, ladies. How are you? There's a bit of a delay from where we are up to the Squires Performing Arts Centre, but there you go. We'll deal with it. So now then, it's Frozen Junior. What makes Frozen Junior different to Frozen?
It's got all the same amazing songs. It's just cut out a bit of dialogue, make it accessible for everyone, because obviously we've got children from the age of 6 up to the age of 18. It's for the audience. There is an interval, but it's just a bit of shorter show. So like younger children can watch and have fun, but not have the lengthy time of a West End theatre show.
That's good, because it gives people a chance to stretch the legs as well in there. So does it include all the songs from the film?
Say that again, sorry.
Does it include all of the songs that we see in Frozen?
Definitely in the film, not necessarily the West End musical. There are some taken out. However, there are some extra songs that aren't in the film that are in our production.
Oh, interesting.
So there are two in there.
Brilliant. Now then, when people think of Frozen, and I must admit, I remember I have seen Frozen Junior before a couple of years ago. Up until about 2-3 weeks ago, I'd never seen the film Frozen. I must be the only person in the world that has not seen the film Frozen. But I thought, because I've got you on, I'd better watch the film, really, hadn't I? So, and the costumes and I know it's only animated, but the costumes are absolutely amazing. Erin, if I can come to you, because you're playing Anna, of course, tell us a little bit about your costume.
Well, I have a nice ball gown for first time in forever up until I go out into the storm to find Elsa. And then I have one for when I meet Oaken in his hatch. And that's like a nice shirt with a thing over it. And then a different coloured skirt, which will make it obvious that I've changed costumes. And then I have a wig. Ginger wig with long plaits.
It sounds like it really does befit being a Disney princess. Now, the reason why a little bit earlier on I mentioned sort of the thing about Disney princesses is that I discovered recently that Anna and Elsa are not classed as Disney princesses. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think she looks as if she's a Disney princess, but she's got different attitudes from, like, say, obvious ones like Cinderella. She's quite more outspoken. She's feisty. Like, she sticks up for herself when tries to defeat Elsa.
You see, the reason why... Sorry, carry on, Erin.
It's more about the sister bond instead of the typical romantic love. Yeah.
Ah, right. And I looked into this because I thought, well, come on, Anna and Elsa, they've got to be Disney princesses. But apparently, because they have a bigger popularity due to the Frozen franchise, they're too big to be princesses. So, and of course, with the attitude as well. You know, yeah, I suppose princesses aren't supposed to have attitude. But there you go. That's Disney for you. And Disney's always has had wonderful dance sections in any of their films, whether it be the live films, sort of with live people or the animated ones. Bethany, if I can come to you on this one, has choreographing this show raised any challenges for you?
I wouldn't say challenges, because I feel like the dancing's quite, each number's very, very different.
Yeah.
But it's very stylized, that particular piece of music. But because obviously, so in some of the numbers, we've got a wide range of ages. I've choreographed it based on the ages that we do have in the numbers, from obviously the ages from 6 to 18. But no, it's been very fun choreographing a musical like Frozen.
Now then, up until we knew that Spotlight would perform in Frozen Junior, not only had I not really sort of looked at the film, but I'd not really listened to the soundtrack. The soundtrack has got so many earworms in it as well. Not only the song that we've just played and Let It Go and Do You Want to Build a Snowman and all that stuff. So tell us a little bit about the soundtrack for Frozen Junior, Laura.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, like Beth said, there is songs in there that aren't in the film that come from the West End show. So there's new music that probably people who've only watched the film haven't heard before, which is fantastic. And there's lots of harmonies, but even songs that are in the film, like The First Time in Forever, it's slightly different to the film version. So it's been teaching the kids not to listen to the film, listen to the soundtrack instead, and learning these different harmonies and sometimes a different melody. It's been really fun. They've picked it up really well. They sound incredible.
I'm so pleased that you said, though, that there are different songs in there, because, as I say, until a couple of years ago, I wasn't a massive fan anyway of Frozen. I've been converted, you'll be pleased to know, that I am a bit of a Frozen fan now. I don't know why, I sort of just didn't watch it beforehand. And it's nice to, and I've never seen the West End production of Frozen, so it'll be nice to hear these new songs delivered by Spotlight Theatre Company. And I think a lot of people will be the same as well. You know, if they've only seen the film and they've not travelled down to the West End, this is going to be something a little bit different for theatre goers in Nottingham, won't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think because a lot of people might come into it expecting just the standard film soundtrack, and then they'll hear these new songs, but even the opening song is a completely different to the film, so I think from the get-go it'll be something new for them, which is quite exciting.
Brilliant stuff. Erin, what's it like playing Anna?
It's very fun. She's a very bubbly character, which I feel like I haven't had a role like that before. Like, it's very different, and I don't leave the stage a lot, so I like being the main character. It's very fun, and you get to be, like, featured in all the dancing numbers. But then you also get to dance, and then you get nearly 3 songs to sing on your own, which is nice.
Oh, brilliant. And I know that there's 2 different sort of groups of Annas and 2 Elsas and everything else, and you are on the Saturday and Sunday nights. So I'm not going to see, I'm there on Friday. I won't be able to see you. But never mind. I'm looking forward to seeing it live on stage again. Now, one of my favourite characters, apart from Anna and apart from Elsa, of course, is Olaf. Who's playing Olaf?
Olaf's being played by Megan Holder, who is one of our inter students. She's absolutely brilliant. We have a puppet that's been made for her, so to look like the classic Olaf that everyone will recognise. And, yeah, she's fantastic at it.
And you see that's what's nice, because at the moment we're in the Nottinghamshire Puppet Festival 2024, and there seems to be a lot of shows at the moment who are introducing puppets into their acts. How has she found sort of operating a puppet? Because they're not the easiest things to operate and to make it look like it's actually them. How's she dealing with that?
So at the minute, we haven't got the actual Olaf puppet. Our director, Amanda Hall, has been making them. So during rehearsals, Megan's been using just a hand puppet to get used to pretending that she is a puppet and not looking at her. But Amanda's made our Olaf and our Sven puppets. So hopefully we'll get used to them this week, and it'll be a challenge for them, obviously using puppets for the first time on stage, but they're excited for it.
Oh, brilliant. Well, you've got a week. I mean, what more do you want to operate puppets? They're not easy to operate, I tell you. But it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Let's just have a very quick rundown of some of the other the characters and the actors who are playing these roles. Who's playing Elsa and on what days?
So we've got Emily Holder and Kayla Burgess. So Kayla will be performing with Erin on the Saturday and Sunday. And then Emily will be performing the Friday, Saturday and Sunday with Amy Flatman as the other Anna.
And who's playing some of the other characters that we might know?
So we've got George Young, who is playing Christoph. And Preston Nash is playing Hans, the more evil character. It'd be good to see the evil side come out of him.
That's going to be very different, I think, for Preston, because he's such a nice lad. To play someone sort of really not so nice, I bet he's loving it anyway, because the nasty characters are always the best to play, because it's got more meat on it, haven't they?
Yeah, well, in the beginning of the show, he's a very nice prince there to help the princess and all that, and then halfway through, you see him turn into a villain, and Preston's really got a good contrast between both characters.
Brilliant stuff. Let's talk about favourite pieces of music from the soundtrack of Frozen Junior. Laura, as you're the musical director, what's your favourite? Have you got a favourite? Can you have a favourite with being the musical director?
I think my favourite would have to be, it's not got a great name, it's just Finale 2. It's right at the end of the show. The sisters have just bonded, the whole town, Sun has come back to it. But there's some absolutely beautiful harmonies in it, and the whole company sings the song, and it's one of those ones where we've practiced it for months and months, but I get shivers when I hear it, because they just sound incredible. It's so beautiful.
Brilliant. Beth, what's your favourite?
My favourite is actually, it's not in the film, it's it's towards the beginning of the show, and it's called Dangerous to Dream, and it's where Elsa gets coronated, but it's the first time that the gates have opened. She's a bit scared about. She's quite vulnerable in this song, but the way it's sung, it sounds amazing. And it gives, like, you can really feel the passion coming from the two girls that play Elsa.
I can feel that I'm going to be getting tingles watching this show. Erin, what about yourself?
I'd say my favourite song is Love is an Open Door, because it's Anna's first chance to, like, have romance with a boy, and it's very, like, bubbly. I'm smiling for the whole thing, and I like the singing. Like, there's harmonies with Hans, and, it sounds very nice, I think.
Brilliant stuff. Well, as a recent Frozen converted person, I'm looking forward to the soundtrack and the whole lot, basically. So it's at the Squire Performing Arts Centre. It's 19th to the 21st of April. It's being performed by Spotlight Theatre Company. Tell us where we can get tickets from.
You can go online at squirepack.co.uk/whats-on, and it'll be on there, or you can go on the Spotlight website, Spotlight Theatre, and there's a link on there to go through to them.
Brilliant stuff. Hopefully it's going to be a sellout all 3 days because it's just a lovely Disney story, and it gets a chance to play. Even though they're not classed as Disney princesses, I think the princesses anyway, so and yeah, Erin, you can be a princess for 3 days. I'm sure you can keep that. Well, 2 days, I know, but Spotlight can do it for 3 days anyway. So I'm looking forward to coming down and seeing it on Friday. It's going to start my weekend off wonderfully, it is. And just before we do let you go, which could be a hint for the song that I'm going to play, it's a big day for Spotlight today, because they're also doing a bit of a workshop, aren't they, up there at Swire?
Yeah, we're doing workshops for the next adult musical, which is Beauty and the Beast, which will be performed at the end of August, also at the Squire Performing Arts Centre. So it's just everyone getting to know each other this morning before the auditions in a couple of weeks.
Brilliant stuff. Well, good luck with that. Oh, I shouldn't say good luck. It's break a leg, isn't it? But so break a leg for that. Goodness, I nearly jinxed it for you. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to let you go because I don't want Amanda being on my back for keeping you too long. We'll see you down there at the Squire Performing Arts Centre, 19th to the 21st of April for Frozen Junior. Have a brilliant rest of the weekend and we'll see you down there next weekend.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.